Man, what's up? You might remember the angel convinced me to do something I have no business doing, and that's giving advice. So on these lying lessons, I'll be giving you my opinion on anonymous questions and on health and relationships. You can take it for what it's worth, but you will be entertained. And if you're looking for the audio drama, go to season 1 and 2. I highly recommend it, because you know, that shit is dope. But right now, this is Lion Lessons. What up, what up, what up, man? Welcome back to another week of... In fact, you know what?
What?
You said
Lion Lessons.
You are now entering the lion's den. Wipe your feet at the motherfucking door.
Really? We had to say all the cuss words?
I just felt like saying.
So that's the thing. Cuss words are so unnecessary.
Look, we from England, man. I grew up my mom cussing every single day, cussing people out. That's all I ever heard.
That doesn't mean you have to do it, so...
Pops cussed me out every day of my life growing up. He from the island, too? Shit, you have a thick skin growing up in my family.
Again,
that if you know anything about British people, shit, let's not talk about road rage. It's shit in the UK.
So, shit. Again, it doesn't mean that you have to use profanity probably, just because you heard it.
Probably not.
The same, like, that's one of the things. I know now we're getting totally off topic, but just saying, just because we witness poor behavior by people who were established as leaders in our lives.
Oh, so now
doesn't mean
poor behavior. What do you mean poor behavior?
Profanity is poor behavior, in my opinion.
Your parents never curse you out?
No.
Never cuss you out?
Not with bad words.
No, never?
Mm-mm. You know what? My mom did say ASS one time. And now that I'm an adult, she says the S word way more frequently.
Let me tell you something, man. I've been called every name in the book, man. You know what it's taught me? To
what?
Have a thick skin.
Guess what?
A real thick skin.
Guess what? I still have a thick skin.
A lot of sensitive people out here.
Listen, I'm not overly sensitive. We're just talking about using profanity. That's all we're talking about.
If I start cursing at you, you're going to feel real hurt by it.
If you talk to me mean, I'm going to feel hurt by it. So what's the difference?
Yeah, yeah. This is a whole other topic. We can get into this.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. The F word.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt. I don't even know how that's how it really goes.
Obviously. And the way that you
some shit like that.
The way you were moving in the chair with all of it was ridiculous. Just
get my little wiggle on.
Right. All right, guys, we're here. Obviously, we're on another level at this point. But before we get into it, we're not going to do the would you weather or anything like that before we get started, because I think that our question this time is pretty interesting. And I also want to go through a couple of housekeeping things with you guys. So to get started, we opened up a Facebook group. And for the first 50 people that join into the group, you guys will be entered into a drawing to win Mermaid of the Lion swag. It could be a t-shirt, it could be a mug, it could be a mask. So please make sure you join the Facebook group. We have a lot of fun stuff going in there, which is different than what's on our social media or any other platform that we have. And again, once we get to 50, the drawing will happen and we're going to pick 3 winners. So join, join, join. Participate, yeah. Participate, participate. Yeah, yeah.
And also, if you want to check out the gear, man, make sure you go and... Go to the Mermaid and Lion page. Go check out. I think I did a video there where I had on the
mask.
I had on the
hoodie.
Mask and I had on the hoodie. So y'all go check that out, man. It's a few posts back.
Yep. So, and that's the other thing. We've been doing more reels and stuff. I'm out here hard in these IG streets. So.
Yeah, you are.
You know, living my best Instagram life. I'm going to calm down, though. Calming down, like I said earlier this week. Number 2, on to number 2, and that is a friendly reminder that this is the last week that we will be dropping 2 episodes until season 3 of The Mermaid and the Lion. So for right now, we're only going to do the Thursdays with Lion Lessons. And then once the season comes back, we'll go back to doing the audio drama with the rewinds.
Yeah.
So we're very excited. It's not too far away. And finally, the Forgiven soon approaches. So please make sure you're following at the Forgiven Podcast on Instagram so that you can get all of the updates, because we're so excited about that. Gaza has done a lot of hard work and it's nothing like the Mermaid and the Lion. So it's showcasing a different side of us. It's showcasing a different side of Gaza's talents as a sound designer. I'm very proud of him and honored that we have him. I can't wait to share this project with you all. So those are my housekeeping items. Oh, one last thing. So next week on March the 3rd at 12 p.m. Eastern, I will be speaking at PodFest about the wonderful world of audio dramas. Yeah. So if you are a podcaster and you want to learn a little bit about this space, I'm on a panel with three other young ladies. So it'll be four of us, and we're just so excited to share.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe we'll even carve out a section for just you and I next year. Maybe we'll run our own little section of the podcast.
Absolutely.
What is this shit called again? The podcast is the podcast festival?
PodFest.
PodFest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll carve out our own little section for
and
the
PodFest. And there's another festival that I'm probably participating in as well, called Podcast Movement in Tennessee. So we'll see how that goes also. So I'm definitely trying to make sure that I'm more vocal about audio dramas in this space. I've been getting invitations to participate and I'm not declining at this moment, because I'm so happy to talk about what we love doing. You know, Gaza is a learned love, and it's a learned love for me also, because I never imagined that we'd be here. But I am so grateful and I'm so proud of the work that we've done.
The Angel is throwing it down, man. She's doing her thing, man. She's getting a lot of talking gigs. And man, this is definitely great for us. And yeah, man, I'll meet you on that other side real soon, man.
Oh, that's what else is in the Facebook group. Podcasting tips. So Q&A. If you have any questions, if you put it in that group, I'm sure to answer. And we already have some podcasters in there. Other audio drama people have already joined the group too. So I'm very, very, very excited about that. Who Facebook that? Group. Vince.
Oh, who's that? Out of the Ashes?
Out of the Ashes. Hey, Vince. Okay. So yes, all we're right. Very, very excited. And then we also have Daisy in there, and Jared is in there. He doesn't have an audio drama, but he is a podcaster. He has two pods and they're both good. We also have Jen in there. Woke by accident. Oh shoot, I said it wrong. I'm sorry, Jen. Woke by accident with Jen. And who else is in there with a podcast? That's
what's up, man. Keep building that out, man.
I think that's pretty much everyone right now off the top of my head that's introduced themselves. So introduce yourself if you're in the group and you're listening right now, so that we can make sure we shout you out.
Can you do lives on Facebook group?
Yes.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Huh.
Oh, goodness. All right.
We'll see. Let me get through to Forgiven first. Let me get through to Forgiven. We're going to crank this bitch up. That's what we're going to do. Because I got some talking to do.
Oh, he has talking to do, everyone.
I got talking. I can't leave you out there by yourself.
Thank you. I don't want to be out here by myself.
I'm new to this. I'm just learning the trade, and I'm ramping up, and I'm ramping up quick. And yeah, man, I got to go kick the shit with some of these other audio drama people.
Can I say something really, really quickly? I hate when Gaza says that he's new. Like, we didn't start this together. Like, he makes it seem like I have some sort of head start on audio dramas.
You do. No, not on audio dramas, but on podcasting just as a whole, you do.
Okay, on podcasting, yes, but as you know...
No, there's a difference. It's a difference.
That's what I was just about to say. Like, this is a totally different beast from doing what I like to call traditional podcasting or interview style podcasting. Doing the audio drama is way different. It is a much more intensive process than it is doing the other style pods.
Of course.
So you saying that you're getting ramped up, like, I'm not getting ramped up.
Nah. I'm getting ramped up so I can have these conversations with the big boys out there in these audio drama spaces. So I gotta learn my craft. I'm not one of those people that come out here and start talking like I know what's what before understanding and learning my craft. That's why I'm in the lab right now. Okay. I'm doing all that. We get Forgiven out. We start working on other projects. You know, when we started Mermaid and the Lion, we already had somebody doing all this stuff for us. I kind of fell into it.
Right.
So yeah, ramping up, learning my craft so I can talk my shit, man. When it's time to come out and start, you know, exchange of knowledge with some of these other guys.
Fair enough. I can't even knock that by any means.
But right now I'm in the lab.
All right, baby. You're in the lab.
I'm in the lab.
All right. I want to do a reel tonight. Let's do a reel.
I ain't got time for that. I'm in the lab. Oh, you hear me? I'm in the lab, yo.
All right. Do you think you'll make it to minute 20 so I can listen tomorrow?
To minute 20?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So I can listen to the episode.
Oh, you're talking about the figure?
Yes.
I'm past minute 20. I'm like a minute 30. You're talking about for the...
For part two.
Yeah, for part two.
Oh, so I can listen.
Nah, man. Let me finish it off.
Oh, okay. Guys, sorry. All right. Anyway, let's move on to the next thing. So here is our note for the day. We're already 10 minutes in. We haven't even gotten here. So I think this is going to spark a good bit of conversation. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, guys. I really need help. My boyfriend's dad is a pervert.
Damn. That's a good way to start.
All right, hold on. My boyfriend's dad is a pervert. His compliments are weird. And he... Oh, sorry. I gotta start over. All right. I'm sorry, everyone. Hello, guys. I really need help. My boyfriend's dad is a pervert. His compliments are weird, and he hugs me way too long with wandering hands. He's coming to stay with us for a week, and I want to let my boyfriend know how uncomfortable I feel about his father.
Fuck. That's all she left? Dang,
yes.
Dang, man. Whoa. Man, fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Bad. And first, let me say I'm so sorry that you have been getting violated this way, and you don't deserve it.
Is that wandering hands?
Wandering hands. To me, I immediately thought that when he hugged her, that his hands would go down to her bottom.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. And that's horrible.
And I can understand her position because, you know, she didn't want to give him that good old slap. But, you know, I'm sure the pops is right on borderline with that shit, to where it's kind of like you don't want to slap his hand because it's like, you know, but you kind of like, yeah, kind of like in between.
That's a lot. And I don't know how many interactions they've had either. Oh my gosh. There's so many questions I have. But even with what she's left, you know what? Gaza is going to give you some take it or leave it advice. Hit it, Gaza.
Man. Well, I'm a real simple guy. I have real simple solutions for shit.
Okay.
Right?
Come with it.
My thing is, you're just going to have to tell your boyfriend about Pops. If he knows his pops, then he already know what time it is, right?
So let's talk about a couple of things. And these are presumptions just based off of how the note went. It seems to me that the father and son have a close relationship. He's coming to visit for a week.
Mm-hmm.
This has obviously happened before and she hasn't said anything, which makes me feel that she believes that he's pretty protective of his father. Maybe she thinks that there's going to be some sort of concern with belief of what she's going through.
If you came to me, mm-hmm, and told me that my pops was being fresh with you,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to feel a way about that. Like, yeah, I'm probably going to be, depends, right? If I know my pops and I know he has a tendency of being a little fresh with some of the women I bring around, mm-hmm, then I'm gonna know that's what it is. I'm gonna talk to pops,
right,
about it. If she goes to him and he tries to basically sweep it under the rug like it ain't happening, or he feels some type of way about it,
mm-hmm,
then it ain't the right man for you, to me, mm-hmm, personally.
Do you have a recommendation on some wording she could use when approaching her boyfriend?
No, I don't. I don't, because I believe that people sugarcoat shit too much, opposed to being straight up with shit.
Mm.
And me and you have this conversation all the time. You always tell me, Gaza, you need to be more, I need to be more delicate with how I put things with certain people. Man, fuck that. Everybody's so damn sensitive about shit. I understand there's certain ways that you should put certain things, but look, I'm just not that person. I'm not going to be, you know what I'm saying, tripping around my words if there's something I need to be upfront about. And I feel like this is one of those situations where you're just gonna have to be clean, clear, and direct about what it is.
So this is the thing. Everyone says, oh, we have to be upfront about it and sugarcoating. I think that there is something to saying something clearly without having to have this hard tone or use these harsh words.
No, you don't have to have the hard tone. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%.
Right. But to me, people who say that upfront is a translation that I want to talk to you with all of my energy. And that's the part that's a problem.
And I agree with that 100%. But a lot of people can't take with just being upfront just in general. I could have the most softest tone and tell you exactly how I feel and what I'm thinking, and you ain't gonna like it regardless.
Well, this
it's still gonna hurt your feelings the same way.
Well, you have a right then you have this little fake condescending tone going. So obviously you're like, I can tell you in the softest tone.
See what I'm saying? That's exactly what I'm saying. I wasn't being harsh. I was just simply saying something.
No, but
and you
the,
took offense to it.
No, the way you animated your voice, you made it seem like that sounded at that point condescending.
And Nah.
Don't tell me no. I know what I heard. That's the other part. Like, you can't tell somebody how they perceive
your words. How I sound condescending to you when I wasn't even talking at you?
I didn't think that you sounded condescending to me or that you were directing the comment at me, but it was a condescending sounding tone to me.
Either way, she needs to be up front. She needs to go on and tell.
So how come you can't just say she needs to be honest? Like, how come? Because up front to me just sounds like rrr.
Up front is being honest.
I don't know.
I feel like being upfront is honest.
A lot of times people say, let me be upfront because they want to tell you something.
They do want to tell you something.
Or set you straight.
They want to tell you something that's going on, something that's, you know, pondering on their mind and they need to get off their chest. Mm-hmm. Upfront.
Can I be candid? Can I be honest? There's things that are culturally abrasive that we can avoid. It's not a big deal to change to the less abrasive word when it's the same thing.
Well, I don't know, man. I look. I don't know what this is. All I know, the way I grew up with mm-hmm. Pops being from the island, mm-hmm. he ain't mixes words. Right? Hold on a second.
Wait, no. Hold on a second. He isn't from an island.
Man, whatever.
South America.
He's from South America.
But it's not an island.
Okay. All right. what the hell I'm talking about, okay?
He's from a country connected to a continent.
He is from South America. He is Guyanese. I understand what you
mean. Oh my God.
Angel, cut that shit out.
Okay, I'm back.
Since we're being all politically correct here, okay?
He said West Indies.
He's West Indies.
But you said he's from the island.
Angel, I'm about to cut this whole episode off.
Don't.
Yes,
this has been a good episode.
Because you're being extra.
It's been a good episode.
You're being extra. You know exactly what I mean because we've had this conversation before. And I'm always going to say, Pops from the island. Okay?
Why? We're geographically incorrect.
I'm about to flip your chair.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I'm about to flip the hell out of this chair.
Okay, I'm calming down. Oh my God, don't do that.
Anyways,
I felt it tilt. Don't do it.
Anyways, what the hell was I saying? You don't let me lose track,
know.
Man.
I'm so sorry. You look handsome.
Yeah.
You're so handsome.
Like I was saying, you know, Pops.
Being
where he is from, he don't mix no words. Okay, he's thorough when he speaks. And growing up, we had to have a thick layer of skin growing up.
Oh, sorry, I was thinking of a joke. But I stopped.
We're 18 minutes in, man.
But a thick layer of skin. A thick layer of skin.
A thick layer of skin.
All I could think about was whales. Little blubber.
Y'all hear this shit right now, man? The shit Angel going on with?
Okay, I'm back. Okay. Hello.
I'm gonna let you get it out. I'm gonna let you get it out. Go on.
It's good. I'm back.
Go on with your fuckery.
Oh, I'm back. I'm good. Holy, please continue.
No, you finished?
I am.
Okay.
I'm done.
Like I was trying to say, you have to have a thick layer of skin. Shit better be thick, yo.
Oh, God.
Come on, man. Be serious.
I am. I'm so serious.
I'm going to make this episode really, really weird in a minute.
Okay, no. I'm good. I'm back. For real this time.
You know, I'm even lose track of what I was saying, man.
You have to have a thick layer of skin.
Yeah, see? I think we said that like 3 times already.
I was trying to help you get back on track. Because I'm done. Laughing is a thing of the past. I am now, I'm smooth and I'm serious. I'm a professional. Let's do this.
Really? You're a professional?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm really contemplating.
What?
Yeah, she just needs to be straight up. She just needs to be straight up with him. She just needs to come out and just tell him. She didn't tell him, man.
All right, young lady.
Like, what else are you going to do?
She needs to tell him.
Like, the man's coming down for a week, right? So obviously she needs to have this conversation with him really, really soon, yeah. Right? Before Pops get down to the house, because, oh my goodness, who knows what all type of slick stuff he gonna be running?
Because I think about
all eyes gonna be on her.
If I had an inappropriate father-in-law, I would always have on turtlenecks and sweats and stuff like that. Whenever he was coming around, I'd try to look as terrible as possible. But if he's a pervert, it doesn't matter.
She got that shape and she got those assets. It don't matter, man. They'll see through the whatever you're trying to do. They ain't going to see right through that.
Yeah.
They'll see right through that. Damn, man. That's shit. Yeah. That's a tough one right there.
So basically,
that's a tough one.
Tell your boyfriend as soon as possible. Let him know what's been going on. I hate the fact that I don't know how long this has been happening.
The thing is, she has to be ready for what, like I said, I don't know this message. She has to be ready for what the response is going to be.
Right. And hopefully he's a real man.
Because he could clap back.
Hopefully he's a real man who will take the time to hear her out. And actually believe her as his woman and understand that she has no reason to lie on his father.
And that's a hard one, because if he truly don't know what his pops is like, which I don't know.
Some people are blinded to the poor behaviors and the misguided activities of those that they love. So I understand her apprehension, because like, who knows? He might side with his dad because, you know,
I know what'll throw him off the trail.
What's that?
Man, just be musty as fuck the whole time.
Oh, my God.
Yo, just be musty. And she probably wanted to say nothing to her boyfriend. To be musty the whole weekend. Just be musty.
Oh, my God. Hell.
Make some shit-ass dinner. He ain't going to want no piece of you. He going to leave you alone real quick, yo. I'm for real. That'll probably be if you don't want to have to say anything to your boyfriend, you don't want to have to say anything. If you just want to avoid the situation completely for now.
She does want to tell her boyfriend. That's the whole entire point of the note. She wants to tell him. I don't think that being musty is the resolution.
I know if it was me and I was like that, I ain't with the mustiness, man. I don't care how pretty you are. It's going to keep me away. Gonna keep me away.
But he's a pervert. He might like that.
Shit.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so let's think about it.
I don't know. What, do you know any perverts?
I was gonna think about what perverts don't like, but I don't know.
Yeah, perverts don't dislike anything, actually. They're perverts. They like every nasty thing. Maybe the mustiness might be more of what's it called? A pheromone.
It smell like fish. You might not like that. It smell like fish. The whole week he there, it smell like fish.
But what about her boyfriend? Her boyfriend's gonna be like, what's going on?
Or Just eat garlic the whole week.
I hate you.
bring that shit back.
I hate you.
Just eat garlic, yo. That shit gonna be seeping through your paws and shit. Come for a hug. And you gonna be like, oh, hell no. You gotta throw the man off the trail somehow.
No.
You gotta throw him off the trail.
You started out good, and now this is definitely the take it or leave it section.
I'm trying. But,
she needs to just have the conversation with her boyfriend as soon as possible. And the part that sucks is she's going to have to tell him about something in the past, meaning that she's been holding a secret from him. I think that if he was going to be upset, that probably would be more than anything. Like, why did you keep this from me for so long? You know, hopefully it hasn't been very long, but I'm thinking so. If the father's coming to stay for a week, it sounds to me like he's coming to visit. Again, these are all presumptions.
Well, I can tell you, though, miss, whoever you are, this is definitely going to test your relationship. And it's bad, but it's good, right? At least, yeah, lay it on him. You're going to get to see exactly where you guys stand as a couple. And I think that's real important. Your relationship has to be tested. I'm sorry, it has to be tested. Unfortunately, I hate that it had to be tested in this type of way, but at least you know how your man values you and how he thinks of you and how he respects you. Mm-hmm. So look, better sooner than later, man.
I agree. And I'm wishing you the best. And our thoughts are with you in this endeavor.
Hey man, I wish we could help more, but this is that's a tricky situation right there, man. Mm-hmm. Like I'm still trying to kind of rack my head to figure out how she could kind of lay this one to bed a little bit. But that's a hard one too, man, because if this is somebody you want to marry, and then mm-hmm. and the pops is like that, and you're gonna have to, that's what you're gonna, you can't live with that.
Not at all.
You can't live with that, man. That needs to be rectified ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I wish the best to you, man. Hope everything works out, man. But definitely go on and open up that can of worms, man. That's
Yeah, and talking about it, he probably will confront his father, and then it could all be laid to bed, and it could be a respectful relationship going forward. That's what I'm hoping for. That's the best case scenario.
And make sure he has that talk with his father, because if he doesn't, it's going to lead to more problems down the line.
Right. And you keeping secrets from him is also going to lead to more problems. So,
and the first thing he's going to say when you tell him is, why didn't you tell me this sooner?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Agreed.
So, like I said, man, honesty is the best policy, man. You know, especially for a long, healthy relationship. Some of the stuff like this, you just have to, just got to spill the beans, man, and tell your significant other what's going on.
100%. So, with that being said,
and if he does do it again, slap his fucking hand on the spot. Slap that fucking hand.
100% agree with that.
Let's cut the bullshit.
Now that, period.
G-check him on the spot. I bet you he won't do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you he won't do that shit again.
Like he says something foul. What do you mean by that?
Exactly, man. Check him on the spot, man. Call him out. Mm-hmm. You know, there's ways you could do that shit. So yeah, man. That's my two cents.
I like that advice a lot.
Well, I wish it could have been a little earlier on in the episode. But, you know, had to get the force together.
Hey, look. As long as it's not being musty.
Hey, you can still throw in a little bit of that. I still think that shit will work.
No.
You don't have to say nothing.
She has a boyfriend.
He can't, look. He don't have to say she has a boyfriend. He got to deal with that shit too.
Right.
Just tell your boyfriend you're running an experiment for the week. Just tell him you're running an experiment for the week and see how shit goes.
The other guy whose girlfriend was trying the natural deodorant and she has been busty.
Bring her back to some shit like that. Just, hey, hub, just bear me for the week. I'm just trying some shit out, you know? And, you know, you can probably slide on through the situation, man.
Oh, my gosh.
But all jokes aside, man. Yeah, man, wish the best to you, man. Hopefully everything works out for you, man.
I agree. And we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. And with that,
man, catch y'all next week. Next week, Thursday, man.
And next week.
If we have a space of time, maybe we'll slip in another episode. But don't hold us to it.
Hold on. Let me shut that down. It's not happening. Definitely not before The Forgiven is launched. So with that being said, maybe
It depends. If Angel comes to me with an interesting topic and we can come a little bit out of our routine, then maybe.
I'm going to tell you right now, ain't nothing happening until The Forgiven is launched.
Well, the queen has spoken.
The Forgiven needs to get out. I need lemonade.
See, fellas, you have to learn how to fall back and pick your battles. I'm still the king of my house, but the queen does have the decision-making rights, too. You hear me? The queen does have decision-making rights. Ain't all about the king.
No. King who? Just kidding.
Nah, don't do that.
Okay, sorry.
Because I'll lay down these commandments over here.
Okay.
And I got 10.
All right, you're the king of this castle, and that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You got 10?
I got 10.
10. And then I was about to be so nasty.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure you were. Let's not get that shit started up in here.
All right. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Catch y'all next week.